This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fascinated, actually, for that Michigan State-USC game tonight because Chad Baker-Mazzara is one of the more difficult guards in the country. He is a bad shot taker, bad shot maker, but not your typical three-point guy. He just hoists shots where he looks like he's falling off a trapeze, and they go in.
So he's not a chucker, necessarily.
You know, he shoots a lot, but, oh, yeah, but they're not. Like, usually when I think of that, I think about guys who are taking deep, deep 27-foot threes.
YOLO.
Yeah, but he's a tough guard, and their big Ezra Assar is a tough guard. He's one of these 260-pound like power forward guys. But what's fascinating is how does Izzo defend him, and that's where Izzo is pretty good, but that should be an entertaining game tonight. 248-539-9797. Let's go to
see how they come back after a loss, too.
Yes. In what was a hell of a game. That Nebraska team's good. Ben on a cell, you're on 97.1. Hi, Ben.
Good morning. I want to expound on what that one gentleman's comment was about Campbell's call on third down. I think in a game where something's on the line like that, you have two plays to make 1 yard. You know, that could have been a really critical mistake. And I think that's why, you know, I love the fact that he was using more of those crossing patterns and the misdirection stuff. But the 3 points, that's one point. The second point is Amon-Ra, what a great game. I think one of the reasons why we didn't have a successful season is he didn't play like that all season. He had a lot of important drops this year, which cost us. And he's such a important piece of our success. And third, I mean, I think everyone knew with the schedule we had that we weren't going to be a 15-2 team. But I think the effort that was displayed yesterday was more indicative of the Lions that we've become accustomed to and how they played the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, why was that missing all year? You know, missing for one game, I understand, or whatever. But I think, you know, I'm not as in tune as you guys are with all this stuff. But I think if you're a common fan and you're watching them, that's one of the things that you saw is that, you know, they played like this for the last 2 years and they didn't play like this all year. You know,
no, there were some things that were a little strange this year. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown dropping a bunch of passes this year. We don't expect to see. Now, was that due to a hand injury that was never disclosed? Possibly. He did drop a pass yesterday, but I don't care. What he did was make a bunch of catches and made a key play at the end of the game. That catch and spin and reverse the field and go up another 10 yards.
Basically get him in field goal.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And you know, he's fantastic. But to the caller's point, yeah, you have to try to put your finger on what was wrong. Why did it go wrong? Why didn't they have the effort that you were expecting to see all season long? Why was it not there night in and night out?
Well, I mean, like they played some defense yesterday, one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have elite line play this year, two. And maybe the difference, the biggest difference between if you're going to single like distill it down to one thing. It might be the line play, the O-line play.
Yeah, I mean, Frank Ragnow retiring is massive.
And guys getting banged up and breaking in young guards. And, you know, it was just, it was
a lot of different
lines. For whatever reason, but it needs to get addressed any way it can. All right, Gator, I got bold ass predictions.
Okay.
From the beginning of the season.
All right.
I want to start with my favorite one, which came from Kang. Kang predicted at the beginning of the season, Kansas City won't make the playoffs. Bingo.
Huge.
Well done.
There it is.
Well done.
You deserve it, buddy.
Yep.
I only made one, but I made it count.
You did. You made it count.
I made it count.
Can't wait to hear who he says they're going to draft.
Oh.
That's where Kang really shines.
No, I only do it with the Lions.
Well, yeah, I know. Oh, okay. That's all I care
I thought
about.
I meant the Chiefs. I don't know who the hell they're going to draft.
I don't care about the Chiefs.
You know. Yeah, because Kang's just out here predicting Lions' second and third round picks.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. All right. Here are Gators' bold ass predictions.
Oh, boy.
The Bears will finish third, only ahead of the Vikings. Bears won the division.
Yeah, they did.
Dallas over Philly in week one.
Almost happened.
Philly beat them. Tennessee trades for Travis Kelce.
Didn't happen.
No.
I thought because they would bring him home to where his future wife is from.
Here's one that's still pending. Trevor Lawrence will win NFL Offensive Comeback Player of the Year. Now, he's in the favorites, but the Christian McCaffrey is the favorite. But that could happen for you.
It might.
And here's one you nailed. Bryce Young and Carolina will make the playoffs. Well done, my friend. Well done.
I don't get the party horns?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I need something. I need something.
If you would have said with the losing record, I would have definitely.
That division sucks, man.
Isn't that just implied with the NFC South?
I know, yeah. Basically.
They
Jeez.
Got three teams tied at 8-9. They had to go to like double tiebreakers to figure out who the hell won that division.
The Falcons were eliminated in week 6.
Right.
And they finished with the
and
same
they finished
record.
With the same record.
Crazy. All right. Here are my bold ass predictions. San Francisco will be the one seed in the NFC. That was wrong. The Green Bay Packers will go 8-9. They went 9-7-1. Tom Brady will step away from his role at Fox.
Nope.
Did not happen.
Affected the Lions game.
Three teams from the NFC West will make the playoffs.
There you go.
I got that one.
There you go, dog. Party!
Here are the best from the listeners.
Okay.
Bold ass prediction. Rob said Jameson Williams will have 70 catches for 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. He had 65 catches for 1,117 yards and 7 touchdowns.
This is true.
Not quite as bold, but not bad. An unnamed texter. I'm sorry, no. Ryan working at his desk. His bold-ass prediction was not as bold, but the Jags will have a better record than the Bears. They did.
They did. Jags are really good this year.
Yep. Joe in Detroit predicted that Pittsburgh would win the AFC North.
Shit. Whatever.
Pete predicted that Chicago would win the NFC North. They did. D'Angelo predicted that Jackson Dart will win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's in the top three in terms of odds. Georgia Metamora. Kansas City misses the playoffs. They lost Tooney, the Rice suspension, and Kelsey distractions. They have no run game. Mahomes' stats will be just eh. But then he adds, J-Mo leads the league in receiving yards. He finished ninth. But that's not a bad one.
No, no. The whole Kansas City thing is big.
And Larry said, the Lions will go 9-8.
Lions went 9-8. Way
and
to go,
then he
Larry.
Adds, but they'll go to the Super Bowl with a 7th seed and win the NFC.
No, that didn't happen.
Those were bold-ass predictions from prior to the year. Thank you for all of you getting those in. Later we'll have our season predictions, which I also have here, which are interesting. 248-539-9797. Let's go to David in Brighton. You're next on 97.1. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Champ Kemp.
Yep.
Champ, obviously St. Brown, I believe, because he's not healthy, and he's still going for 139 yards. Like, he's not healthy. And Kemp, the field goal kicker for Baltimore.
Loop.
Yep. Yep. The Amon-Ra performance, like you're watching him yesterday, and I just, in the back of my mind, the whole game, the way they moved the ball up and down the field, given they didn't finish in the red zone, and that sucked. But
yeah,
it was like what could have been. A little bit of defense and the offense motoring all over the field. At halftime, the total yards were 237-69, and the Lions had a 2-1 time of possession ratio.
I think next year, getting LaPorta back, and it stinks the draft how it went, but I'm so glad.
You're so glad what?
I'm so glad that Johnson lost to Campbell both times, and I'm glad that we have a better draft pick than last year. Yes, I wanted them to lose. I mean, not lose. I'm glad how it went because Campbell beat Johnson twice.
Yeah, you're fine with the fact of drafting 17. It doesn't matter to you that 17 and not 15. Rather have the win over Ben Johnson than to have
the two extra
15.
Better. Yeah. I mean, look, here's what's going to happen. Somebody, and I know this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to the draft, and somebody's going to have a player they love go 15th or 16th, and they'll vent about winning this game. And I get it.
And, when it comes to the draft, I'm already starting to train my brain into a Brad Holmes brain, which is I'm going to try to identify super stud players and put them in a bucket and then rank those super stud players and see if one of those guys is available to him at 17. Mm-hmm. And if not, then it's a whole different kind of bucket. But that's that you kind of feel that way. Like these are the players you feel like really want to add to your team with that first pick.
Andrew in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Andrew.
What's going on today, fellas?
How you doing, sir?
So my champ and chump, my champ would definitely be Indiana, the football program, for their head coach to come in his second year, be doing what he's doing, have the players look the way they do, and the way they beat Alabama down, it was beautiful. My jump would have to be Brad Holmes because, again, if he would have at least trade deadline, get us some more defensive line help and some cornerback help, maybe we would have been in the playoffs. Maybe we wouldn't have lost, two out of the last four games and would have been in the playoffs. Because I feel like our team, we could have done some great things if we could have got some consistent D-line play. I don't know why Davenport stayed in the game and Muhammad was the one who was actually getting more pressures than him. I didn't understand that situation. So those would be my champs and my chumps.
All right. I mean, I may disagree with where the need was at the trade deadline, but nonetheless, they didn't make a move at the deadline that could have helped this team out. And what we don't know is who was available to what the asking price was. Because for me, the priority was offensive line. And in the end, it was like one offensive lineman moved. You know, would you have given up a second-round pick to get an average offensive lineman?
I mean, what it really comes down to is, and I the frustration is real, okay, with them not adding at the trade deadline.
And he was saying defensive lineman, but I didn't think that was a priority.
But the frustration is real. I struggle with chumping somebody over deals that we don't know. Like, you should have made that investment years later after Apple blows up. Yeah, got it. but you don't know what trades were offered, what trade talk. I mean, was he mining for great players? I'm sure he was, but did he get turned down on anything? You can't force somebody. You can't Madden override it and force somebody to give you another player.
And one of the things that's a little frustrating on the season when you see the effort like we saw yesterday is like that's a Lions defense that shut down a Bears ground game that could be pretty tough. You know, DeAndre Swift has had a really good season. Manungai is a punishing runner. And Caleb Williams is Houdini. And, you know, those guys combined for 55 yards on 17 carries. So it's frustrating because that was the effort you want to see from that defensive line, being able to rein in a scrambling quarterback and being able to shut down the running game for the most part. I thought it was a really good effort. And yet, what happened against Pittsburgh?
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. More of your Champ and Chump votes. Later, we'll have our first mock draft of the offseason here on. And if you're not familiar with how we do the mock draft, it's very interactive. You will understand as we get to it a little bit later here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.